A wooden building stands next to a highway in the mountains of northern Georgia. Once it was a restaurant. Now it serves a less ordinary purpose. Welcome to Expedition Bigfoot, the Sasquatch Museum. Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, are said to be ape-like creatures that live in the wilderness. The owner of this strange place is David Bacara. Bacara is a longtime member of the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. He also served in the Navy, drove trucks, and worked at a bar before he and his wife, Melinda, opened the museum in 2016. I wanted to take what I know about Bigfoot as an active researcher and investigator, but I'm also a huge Disney World fan, the 57-year-old Bacara says. I was thinking, maybe I can make this thing like a family attraction. Sherry Gaskin and her husband, Philip Blevins, decided to stop at the museum. I can remember my great-grandmother talking about having a cabin in the woods, and she saw Sasquatch, Gaskin says. Blevins is less interested. If it was up to me, he says, I'd already be on down the road. The museum has a large display of Bigfoot attacking a cabin with a mannequin trying to keep the door closed. The museum has maps, statues, and videos. It also has statements from those who claim to have seen a Bigfoot. The reason I didn't shoot it is it was just too human, a hunter says in one statement. I couldn't pull the trigger because something told me this ain't right. There is even a glass container that reportedly holds feces collected from a Sasquatch in Oregon. People provide additional evidence to the museum's large collection often. Recently, two casts of footprints supposedly made by a foreign Bigfoot arrived in the mail. Bacara is quick to point out that Bigfoot is a worldwide phenomenon. In Australia, the creature is known as Yowie. In the Himalayas, people call it the Yeti. Its name in Russia is Alma. In the United States, there's the Florida skunk ape, the Georgia booger, and the Missouri Momo. There are several subspecies of these things, Bacara says. Some have short hair. Others have long, red flowing hair. Some are multicolored. Some of them have a very human-like face. They just run the gamut. Bacara says he has seen two of the beasts himself. He knows he will never persuade all people, probably not even most people, of Bigfoot's existence. He is fine with that. Does everybody need to know everything you know? Bacara asks. No, it's best they don't know. There are doubters, of course. One person signed the guest book as Bigfoot, listing his home as the woods. But Bacara says most visitors treat the museum with respect, at least while they are there. I'm just curious, says Angie Langelier, who stopped in with her family recently. She added that she had seen nothing that made her believe in Bigfoot's existence. But obviously, a lot of people have seen a lot of things that have convinced them. I'm John Russell.